And now, James Gravel.
Did you know that the Bible says we are saved by works, but not by works alone? There are many in the religious world today who are terribly confused about the role of faith and works in salvation. Baptist minister Billy Graham, for example, once stated regarding salvation, "It doesn't matter if you ever do any good works." Such a comment stems from the erroneous idea that if someone has to do anything related to salvation, then salvation is based on works. That, in turn, would mean that a person had earned salvation, which would make salvation no longer a free gift based upon God's grace, as Ephesians 2 verses 8 through 9 says it is. However, there are serious problems with such thinking. James chapter 2 verse 24 says, "A man is justified by works and not by faith only." Was James saying we can work our way to heaven? Well, of course not. Instead, he was saying exactly what Paul said in Ephesians 2 verse 10. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ for good works. When Paul says in Ephesians 2 verses 8 and 9 that we are not saved by works, and James says in James 2 verse 24 that we are saved by works, are such statements contradictory? No, they are in complete harmony, because Paul is saying that although we must have works, they are not the kind of works that allow us to earn our salvation. James, on the other hand, is saying that if we do not have the types of works for which we were created, works that showcase our faithfulness, then we are not going to be saved. It is obvious that the New Testament speaks of two different kinds of works: meritorious works and conditional works. Meritorious works, referred to in Titus chapter 3 verse 5 as works of righteousness which we have done, are works that would allow us to boast and essentially say to God, "You owe us salvation because we earned it." Such works are completely unrelated to salvation. Conditional works, on the other hand, are discussed in James 2 verses 14 through 24 as being things we must do because God has commanded us to do them. In fact, our salvation is dependent upon our carrying out those works as evidence of our obedience to the faith, Romans 1 5. Works are required for salvation, but so are belief, repentance, confession, baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and continued faithfulness.